The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What is energy healing? People who have found holistic healing techniques have added to the balance in their lives. Now, you can find balance in your life, too. Welcome to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Holistic healing is an integral part of life energy. Each program explores in detail a different part of the healing process with supplemental guidance from your host and other guests. Now, here is Tracy Makarenko.
Good morning. This is your host, Tracy Makarenko. Welcome. Each week, I try to offer you information around a different method of healing, introducing you to a new modality. I interview guests with a varied background so you can decide for yourself what form of healing works best for you. I also give you the opportunity to call in and experience different treatments. If you feel you'd like to work with me, I do offer workshops as well as long-distance healing treatments via Skype, both of which can be found on my website at www.healingpossibilities.com. If you look under products, you will also find 7 hours of audio healing, which comes directly from my 2-day workshop called Learn the Basics. Each recorded hour is jam-packed with a variety of information regarding each one of the 7 chakras. I offer personal examples to assist you to a deeper understanding of your ailments and dysfunctions, which will help you evolve to a higher consciousness. I have also included information on the organs, Chinese meridians, and offer a variety of tools, including breathing exercises and guided meditations. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to any of these shows, or you have listened and are trying to locate these archived shows, you can find them on my website under products. Today, I have a person who is very important to me joining us. Roy Desjarlais was my instructor for my advanced cranial sacral workshop. He is a licensed massage therapist with over 25 years experience with cranial sacral therapy. In 1994, Roy was invited by Dr. John Upledger, the developer and founder of the Upledger Institute, to work in his clinic. He worked on clients, taught nationally and internationally, developed curriculum, became an examiner, and eventually vice president of clinical services. Today, Roy owns his own Center for Cranial Sacral Therapy in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Tracy. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. Welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
So I guess my first question, because it's been a long time, actually, I think it's 4.5 years since I took a class with you. How did you get into this work?
That's kind of an interesting story. I started off in my professional life as a graphic designer before computers were doing all the work. So a lot of hand skills and pressure and those kind of things. And I have an older sister who is a physical therapist. And she was going to be in my hometown taking an introductory course and invited me to lunch. So we went to lunch and we came back into the seminar room and she said, "Get on the table, let me try this on you." And they had learned thoracic releases that day. So she put her hands on my chest, and you know, I thought it was pretty light and wasn't sure what was going on. And then the really wild thing happened. People started to filter back from lunch, and one person put their hand on her shoulders, and another person put their hand on their shoulders, and on and on. And before long, I had about 15 to 20 people all linked in a train hooked into my thoracic inlet.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that was my experience. I I remember saying something like, what the heck are you people doing to me? I started to feel sweaty, and my scalp was tingling, and they just kind of chuckled, thought it was funny. And I had no idea, because I'm an art director in an advertising agency. So the instructor says, okay, it's time for us to come back. They all unplugged, which was just as dramatic.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and I got up to go back to work, walked out into the parking lot, and all of a sudden I noticed that I could see the edges of leaves on trees more clearly. They were sharper, more defined. Colors were more vibrant. And everything,
wow.
Just, all my senses seemed really acute. And the rest of the story, which I've figured out in retrospect, the first thing that my eye landed on after I noticed the leaves was a vanity plate on a car that said Fascia 1.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, if there are signs in the universe, that certainly was one of them.
Oh, so, that's how...
Yeah, so from there, I tried to do or duplicate what was done to me, and I was very gross with it, didn't know what I was doing, but what was really great is that I was feeling results. Anybody that would hold still long enough, I'd put my hands on and have the intention, and I could feel tissue change. They felt things changing. And from there, I had to learn how to do it. So I took the introductory course in 1987 as an artist, trying to decide if I was going to change careers in my late 20s or not.
Wow. So how long did it take for you to finally make that change?
Well, it's interesting. I immediately signed up for night school to get a massage license and work during the day, and it was exhausting. And I honestly copped a little attitude at my advertising job, and they needed to downsize, and I was the obvious choice. So my boss did me a favor, and he fired me, only job I've ever been fired from. And it forced me to get into the therapeutic world, where I took a job as an aide in a physical therapy clinic working under a PT's license, and she allowed me to do cranial work on the orthopedic patients pre- and post-surgery.
Wow.
And go to school at night. So it was almost immediate after that.
That must have been a great learning experience, being in that center.
I liken it to the old show sitcom MASH, where the doctors talked about, you know, there was no better training than you know, doing surgery on so many people. And we would see 80 plus patients a day, and I would sometimes be treating 18 patients a day of those 80. 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Yeah,
so it was just incredible training for me.
Well, and for anyone who has done this work, they'll understand, but some of my listeners, of course, aren't familiar with actually doing the hands-on stuff. But when you put your hands on something like that so many times in a day, the memory that comes into your hands is just fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I've experienced that since so many times. You know, I live in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, so a lot of people will come for vacation in Florida and get a treatment or two, and I won't see them for a whole year, and I'll forget. I'll just forget who they are, and they'll walk in, and I'll introduce myself like it's the first time, and they say, you treated me once before. And so we get in the treatment room, and I'll put my hands on it. All of a sudden, I remember their dog's name Jack, or they fell off a horse when they were 14, and it all just kind of downloads.
Yeah, it's very cool how the body actually shares.
Absolutely.
So maybe we can start with the basics. How would you explain what cranial sacral therapy is?
That is something I have worked on defining for 26 years, because if you sit next to someone on a plane and they ask you what you do, it's a half-hour conversation. But the way I've been able to shorten it to a very succinct explanation is it's a hands-on, light-touch modality that ultimately targets the central nervous system to release and rebalance. And it's holistic in nature, so you incorporate all of the body's tissue in order to work with the central nervous system.
Well, we do have a bit more time. You could elaborate a little bit.
Okay. Well, then, you know, from there, I usually listen to the next questions people have, because that kind of gives me an idea of where their belief systems are. People who are more nuts and bolts, they want to hear about how we tune into this rhythm in the body that's produced by cerebral spinal fluid being filling the cranial system and then being reabsorbed and causing the whole body to go through this flexion extension. And where there are restrictions in the body, that shows up as a lack of that motion. Other people who might be more into energy or more alternative thought, I can also include there is a signature that comes off of active trauma and also chronic trauma that the body is holding, and I can tune into that both on the body and off the body to locate where the cause of problems are coming from so that we can get long-lasting, if not permanent, results. But it all comes back to the brain and spinal cord. It all goes back to that cerebral spinal fluid being the influence of this motion, being the central communicator for everything in the body. And if you think about the brain and spinal cord like the motherboard and hard drive of your computer, all communication goes to and from those structures. And it's the same with the brain and spinal cord. All communication in the body goes to and from the brain and spinal cord. So when people say, well, are you just working with the head and the spine? It's like, no. We're dealing with the entire body because the nervous system expands to every structure in the body.
And that is a lot of the confusion when people hear cranial sacral. They think it's just working with the head and the spine to the tailbone, and it doesn't include all the other tissue.
Right.
But it includes, you know, right down to fingernails or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the things I've been thinking about heavily since developing my own classes and having my own clinic is maybe finding a way to rename the therapy that better describes what's going on. And I have not been successful yet, so I invite your listeners to help if they would like. But I would think nervous system would be in the title somewhere. Because when I talk to lay people, I do a lot of public speaking. I ask them, how many people are familiar with the signature of your heartbeat? Everyone raises their hand. Everybody's familiar with heart rate. How many people are familiar with the signature of your respiratory rate? And everybody's aware of that. Then I say, how many people are aware of the signature of your nervous system? Nobody raises their hand. So when I describe how the nervous system is so integral in daily life, particularly when we get under stress, how you can actually feel the amplitude of your nervous system elevate when we're holding stress, and then how we can feel it in our body when we let it go, people start to go, oh, yeah, I feel that all the time. But they don't really become conscious of it until there's an education around it. And that's what I think maybe the next evolution of this work is going to be about, is helping people tune in not only to their blood pressure, not only to their heart rate, but tune in to what is the vibratory rate of their nervous system as it relates to their stress level.
That's interesting because, in the classes I've taken, they don't really talk too much about that. It's always about the cerebral spinal fluid and the rhythm of that, but you're talking about something different.
Well, it's integrated with it. To me, that's kind of where my exploration has gone in my private practice over the last 5 years, is that when I put my hands on people, I've been realizing that I'm tuning into, and the structure that I'm isolating, it's the brainstem and the pons, which is at the base of the skull, mm-hmm. for those not into anatomy. That is command central for our alarm state. So when we are under stress, our alarm state elevates. And that puts off a signature. You can sense when somebody is under great stress or if they are very relaxed. You can feel that as a rhythm unto its own. And that's in conjunction with the craniosacral motion, in conjunction with all the body's energies and everything
else.
Yeah,
like when I work, I typically start at the solar plexus, and I do. That's what I tap into first. And I never really put a name on it before, I don't think. I always thought maybe it was part of the breathing, but there's definitely a different feeling to that rhythm.
Mm-hmm. And it is so helpful therapeutically as a practitioner to tune into that, because one of the things that we talk about in craniosacral therapy is meeting the tissue where it is and then adding a little bit more. So we can do that through hand pressure, we can do that through energy, we can do that through our level of presence. And now I'm really working with what is the signature of the nervous system and how do I match that in order to help calm it.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And I've developed a two-day class around that, working with the structures of the reticular alarm system and working with the energetic signature. Because in my mind, the more I do manual therapy, the more it's all about the autonomic nervous system, which is, I call it the automatic nervous system. And part of that is the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches. Sympathetic is the part that gears us up, and the parasympathetic is the part that gears us down.
And they are so out of whack for everybody right now.
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, so many people walking around are so geared up because we're all multitasking so much.
Yeah. And when we're not multitasking, then we're on our phone, and then we're multitasking.
Exactly. So when people come in my treatment, I ask them no cell phones, no interference, nothing, and that's where I'm tapping in, helping them on a very core level start to calm down.
We have a cabin that is in the middle of nowhere, no cell service, no power, electricity, anything. And when we went out there, it was a couple summers ago, took the family, we actually all pretty much fell asleep for the first 2 hours because there was nothing there to buzz in the air.
Yep.
I don't know if people can understand that, but without all that electronics or electricity, your whole body just kind of relaxes to a different state.
People in Florida and in New York now and along the East Coast, whenever we have a power outage from a hurricane, as stressful as that is, it's one of my favorite times because there's no power, just like you're talking about in your cabin. You realize how much buzz is in your house once it's gone. The refrigerator's not humming. You're not getting any light buzz. Nothing is engaged at all, and your body feels totally different.
It is.
And that's what concerns me most about all the electronics that we're inundated with these days.
We're just going to go for a quick break here, Roy, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. To get more information on Roy's services and workshops, you can check out his website at www.centerforcst.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Yeah, Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I have Roy Desjarlais joining me. So Roy, you spent a lot of years working with Dr. John Upledger. How did his work influence you?
Well, he has been my primary mentor from the very beginning. When I took my first classes and most of my training, it was through or with him or through his institute. And there's a lot of core principles that he was very adamant about that spoke to me, which I try to carry on with my teaching these days. And a lot of that has to do with listening to the patient, not only what they say, but listening to their tissue. And along with that, that the patient does the healing, that we facilitate. And those concepts have carried me through 25, almost 26 years of being a practitioner of the patient has something to teach me every single time, whether I've treated them one time or I've treated them for years. Every time they're on the table, it's a whole different experience. So it does several things for me and for the patient. For the patient, it meets them right where they are every day. And that's so appealing to me because it's so easy to get into a recipe, formulaic way of treating people, especially if you've had success. So mm-hmm. let's say somebody came in with vertigo and you treated them in one particular way, and the next person that comes in with vertigo and you try to treat them the same way, the same order of tissues or whatever it might be, you may not get the same results because they got to their vertigo in a separate, unique way. So what Dr. John was always about was be in the moment, listen to what the body's telling you today, and trust what you feel. And that has carried me, like I said, it's carried me through some of the most challenging cases. And for me as a therapist to work that way, it keeps everything fresh and interesting. Now, I'm sure I would have been labeled as a little bit ADHD as a kid. And so I would get bored easily because, you know, if I do the same thing over and over again, where's the challenge or where's the interest? So when he started talking about these concepts in the craniosacral therapy, I was so happy to hear that because I knew I would not get bored, and I knew that it made a lot of sense for the patient that we would be doing our best to meet them where they are. And how many people want to be seen and heard?
Well, yeah, everyone. And things happen to that body when it leaves your office and then comes back a week later, or a month later, or a year later. So you can't really pick up from where you left off.
Right. Right. And people appreciate that. And I'm always being asked, so, you know, what's it like today? And I'll always turn that question around. Well, how do you feel different today? So part of the being a practitioner doing craniosacral work is you're helping to educate the patient on what changes in their body, because sometimes it's subtle, other times it's very dramatic, but oftentimes it's somewhere in between. You know, what feels different, and then they say, well, what are you feeling or what's changed for you? And then I'll be honest and say, well, today I'm feeling this. It feels like I'm able to enter into the system quicker. It feels like you have greater range of motion. The energy is moving more freely, whatever it might be.
What I really got and I really appreciate is just because they have a sore knee doesn't mean that's where the ailment lies.
Right. That is so challenging for some patients to understand until you do something very simple. People, when they receive craniosacral therapy, at least at my clinic and most places I know of, they are fully clothed. Mm-hmm. So I will take the sleeve of their shirt and I'll tug on it and hold it. And I'll say, do you feel that anywhere else? And they'll say, yeah, I can feel it at my shoulder or at my neck. I said, perfect. I said, so if I just went to where you feel it, I may not get to the cause. So what I do is I tune into where it feels like the cause is coming from, and that may be different from where you feel it. Now, one of the things that I'm doing in my classes is learning how, helping therapists learn how to go to the complaint site. My neck hurts. Okay, let's put our hand on the part of the neck that hurts, and then track it back to the cause, so that we can work both at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool, because the unwinding is completely different when you do the two of them together, isn't it?
Well, it's like being able to do multi-therapist work by yourself. It just means you can follow a three-dimensional pattern that is more complete in the release. And a lot of times, the therapists that I've trained in the past, they kind of get a little stuck in two-dimensionality. And so that's one of the things that I've been working hard in the new classes to help people get more three-dimensional in how they tune in and how they help releases happen.
Yeah, it really quickens up the pace of the healing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very cool. So maybe an example of what a session would look like. I've been doing some long-distance healing on some of my programs, but it's not like coming into a clinic and actually getting work done. So.
Right. Right. Well, typically, when someone comes in, if it's a first time, I want to hear what their complaint is, and I will listen to their history in a kind of general way. And if it's somebody who I've seen before, I want to hear what's changed. And then get them on the table, and I do an evaluation. Typically, I evaluate from the feet. Sometimes I'll evaluate from the cranium, sometimes both if, you know, I'm not clear. But from the feet, I'll put my hands on, and the technique is called arcing, and I tune into the different rhythms of the body, whether it's cranial rhythm, whether it's the energy of a unresolved restriction, whatever it might be. And as you know, intention is so big in this work.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask silently, where do I start? And so the first place that I'm drawn to through all of those evaluative techniques, that's where I start, and I put my hands on, typically one hand on the front, one hand underneath the body, and then engage the tissue. And by that, you add a little pressure over an extended period of time and feel for changes to happen, whether it's softening or heat or tissue lengthening, change in those energy signatures that I talked about earlier as far as the nervous system goes. So any way the body wants to unfold, then I can follow. Sometimes the body invites more pressure. And what's really nice about getting or working your way into the tissue this way is you elicit very little guarding response. So let's say you have a painful shoulder and you happen to be working there on that shoulder, and you start with a lot of pressure very quickly, you're going to find out how well they can protect it. And by coming on the way I described, very gently, slowly, and deliberately, the body lets down that autonomic part I was talking about, okay. That whole alarm system, that lets down because it does not experience you as a threat. It experiences you as a friend. And so you actually can get deeper quicker by being lighter and slower.
Well, there's some people you can't even really work directly on the body because that alarm system's so high. Sometimes you have to come off a little bit before you can even get in.
Exactly. And then beyond that, then I feel for patterns in the body that lets me know where I need to go next. Often I end up at the cranium, releasing cranial bones and the intracranial membrane system. Sometimes there's an emotional component to the work that is stored in the tissue. That is something that happens naturally, not something that, you know, I try to make happen. But when it does happen naturally, I've been trained in very neutral dialoguing techniques that work within my license to help people find their own answers and release it from the tissue. And that's really key, is that it's releasing from the tissue even if there's dialogue. So, you know, that is a very general way of describing it, but you're free to follow all the different patterns that then show themselves in the body, and every body wants to let go in a different order. You may want to start with one part of your pattern, and someone else might want to start with a different part of their pattern, and the beauty of this work is their body shows you what's first.
Yeah, and I love that. It's like a puzzle, Chinese puzzle box where one piece has to let go. You can't struggle with the other piece until that piece lets go, and it all just comes apart naturally.
Yep, that's a perfect example.
So, I mean, there's the physical releases, but a lot of people will deal with some of the emotional releases as well, coming from the tissue.
Mm-hmm. Well, the theory there, and, you know, I've seen it for 25, 26 years now, is that There's no line between our emotional body and our physical body, or our mental body or spiritual body and any other body that we have. So it's all blended together, and if there's no line, no delineation, then you cannot have an emotional trauma without there being a physical component to it. And if you had a physical trauma that elicited an emotional response, that's all going to be blended, and the body collects unresolved traumas and dramas throughout our entire lifetime. So when we put our hands on these areas that are holding the emotion, it's very easy, common, for the emotion of the event to surface, to be released and let go. So, you know, sometimes people will cry, sometimes people will feel an anger, sometimes a sadness, or whatever it might be. And we gently facilitate that releasing from the body. And then what happens is the body is free from that compensation, and now it has an easier time rebalancing. And that's another one of the core principles that is infused in craniosacral work, is that the body is wants to naturally self-correct, but it gets inhibited by all of these unresolved traumas. So when a trauma releases, the body is freer to rebalance.
Yeah, it does it beautifully. I always get so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes during those releases, we can have like past life regressions happen.
Also, I wondered if you were going to touch on that.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking, as we're talking here, pre-birth experiences in utero.
Oh, yes.
And in pre-in utero conception experiences that may or may not be a past life, but just before the whole conception happens. Sometimes those things come up in sessions where somebody might go, you know, I feel like I'm out there somewhere, but I'm about to come into a fetus, or I'm about to come in and witness my conception. And somehow that has been held in the tissue. As far as past lives go, sometimes people will say, you know, I am getting images of being in, you know, name the scenario, maybe medieval, maybe in the 20s, who knows. And they're not old enough to have been in that time. And so we just go through the dialogue. We'll describe what you see, what are you feeling, what are you experiencing. And they go through whatever that scenario is, and then the key, in my mind, is that they ask at some point, why is this significant to this life? Because one of the things about past life work is, you know, we're still in this life. So if we're just working in the past life, how does that benefit us now? So one of the bridges we can make with cranial work and the dialogue that we do is, okay, how is that applicable now to you in 2013, January 29th? And so now they're going, oh, well, that's a pattern that I've recreated here. This is what I've done, you know, up to this point. And so, okay, well, what do you need to resolve from the past life so you're free this life? And it can be very, very profound.
Oh, it can be. Mm-hmm. But so can the conception memories as well.
Mm-hmm.
They really can change because you can feel what your mom is feeling, or you get feeling of what's going on in the household.
Mm-hmm.
People think they should be a different sex because one of the parents wants them to be the other sex, and they can have confusion
mm-hmm.
throughout their life.
There can also be environmental influences. You know, we're much more conscious about what we expose pregnant women to now, but 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, women were smoking and it wasn't considered a bad thing. Women were exposed to cleaning agents that were pretty toxic. You know, so all of that has influence on a conception and a developing fetus that they may be holding in their tissues.
And we can go back to that point and help release all that from their body?
Yes. I mean, that's the great part about it, is there is an energetic signature, if not a chemical one, in the tissues. And the body is always trying to eliminate waste. It's just designed to do that. If it didn't, we'd be toxic and we wouldn't live as long as we do. So the liver is a big part of that. The blood supply is a big part of that. The skin is a big part of that. So and then the energetic signature of whatever the toxic material was, that can be re-experienced and released with the dialogue, with the hands-on, with the energy. I remember one time I was working with a family. I was working with a baby, and the baby went through this huge process, and all of a sudden I got this, and it was the weirdest thing. I had several people working with me. I had this really strong orange taste, like an orange medicine taste in my mouth. And everyone else had this weird look on their face around the baby. And I said, is anybody else tasting anything? And everybody says, I got orange taste in my mouth. Mm. And the mom of the baby said, they gave me this orange medicine during labor that I found so distasteful. And it stopped my labor. And there was this whole thing around the labor process that the baby tuned into. And we all experienced what the mom experienced.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very bizarre, but really profound. And that was, and my take on that is the baby was releasing that during the session, and we all experienced it with him.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to take a quick break, Roy. Again, anyone who wants to get more information can look up Roy's website, www.centerforcst.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I have Roy Desjarlais with me, and we're talking about all sorts of stuff having to do with cranial sacral therapy. So you have an office in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, the Center for Cranial Sacral Therapy.
Uh-huh.
And you belong to the Cranial Sacral Therapy Alliance, and there's a whole new curriculum with this that you're offering now?
Well, the Alliance is, and I'm associated with the Alliance. It's two of my very dear friends and are incredibly accomplished therapists and instructors themselves, and Don Ash, physical therapist out of New Hampshire, and Cheryl McGavin, occupational therapist out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And once we all went out on our own, we decided that we wanted to work together and see how we might want to evolve craniosacral work from our collective experiences and perspectives. And Don and Cheryl have been instrumental in looking at a core craniosacral curriculum from someone who's never taken a class right through to an advanced level. And they've had the luxury of experience with other curriculums and seeing what worked and maybe where there were some areas for evolution. And they just kind of said, okay, we've got a blank slate. How would we want to learn it if we were going to start all over again? And also based on student feedback, how can we better serve their needs? And so they went through all of that, and they've got the first two classes complete. They're called Basic Elements 1 and 2, and they're three-day classes, and they found that three-day classes are much easier to absorb the information. The students are having more hands-on time, and they're getting really great feedback from their participants on being able to apply it in their practice immediately. And to me, that's really, really what we should be focusing on is how can we make this the easiest to be successful with, gain results in your practice so that you can do as much of this as you want. So that's what they're focused on, and they're going to work their way through all the needs of the students to an advanced level. And there will be a certification process eventually. But one of the things we're realizing is evolution takes a little bit of time, and so we're being patient, but things are progressing nicely. My role in that is I've developed some classes, and I work to be a sounding board for the other two as well. But the classes that I've been developing are two-day classes, and it comes from my experience of listening to students over the years saying, I love the classes I took, however, I'm having trouble applying it. I'm not getting the results I think I should. I'm feeling a little stale, that kind of feedback.
Okay.
And if you want, I can describe the classes if you like.
Sure.
But it's also on the website. The first class is called Understanding Craniosacral Technique, UCST. And this is a very heavy palpation class, we spend a lot of time on refining our palpation skills. And like I mentioned earlier in the first segment, is that it really focuses on three-dimensionality. So one of the ideas that I had talking to some friends is to project cross-sections of anatomy on the screen while we're visualizing tuning into those structures.
Oh, so, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it just lights everything up. And this comes from my experience of teaching a human dissection class where I could feel everything three-dimensionally once I opened up the cadaver. And that's an expensive class to put on. So what I did is I searched the Internet for uncopyrighted images where they were cross-sections of either cadavers or MRIs. And then we go through the class, and we start to learn how to tune into structure surface to deep. And we look at it on the board or on the screen at the same time to help us visualize. And then the other thing we do in that class is we start to look at what we're calling facilitating qualities. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. Not only are we using hand pressure and energy and presence to engage tissue, but we're finding there's a multitude of other aspects that we bring to the touch that we can be conscious about. So we explore a lot of those, and that's an ongoing list because the class is very interactive, and I throw out ideas, we play with them, they throw back what they experienced, and together it's very collaborative. It's just so much fun, and it's 2 days. So it's easy on the pocketbook, and it's easy on the time off from work.
So what size of class are you hoping to have?
Well, that's the interesting part. The feedback I get is they're loving the small size, so I'm capping the classes at 12.
Okay, good.
So they get a lot of individualized attention. They get to ask the questions. They get to explore what they're experiencing, get validation for what's going on. They don't get lost in a large class just because, you know, they're sitting in the back because that's the only place to sit.
Yeah. So this is for people who've already have some training in cranial sacral therapy?
Yes. If they've had an introductory course, then they can take any of my classes.
Okay.
The second level one is called expanding craniosacral technique. And that is a list of techniques that I have been noticing that I do that's very different from what I used to teach in a different curriculum, where I would be teaching about how to release a cranial base and be showing it based on, you know, what was standard for the company I worked for. But in my clinical practice, I did it very differently, or I had several alternatives to it. Mm-hmm. And it was a little frustrating for me because I felt a little disingenuous because I was saying one thing, but I really did something else. But because I was teaching to a large curriculum, I had to stay with that. So the freedom we have with the expanding class is, okay, this is what I've been doing that's different. This is what I think is another way to go. What do you think? You want to try it? And really what the class does is it gives the student permission to be creative. And that's what I really like about that class. Because then, okay, if I understand the structure of a cranial base and how it can become compromised, and the goal of this work is to help decompress on all levels, then I'm free to find any way to help that area decompress. So that's what we focus on in that one.
Oh, that's really nice.
Oh, it's so much fun. And then the third class that is in the works and almost finished, two-day class on the reticular alarm system, which I mentioned earlier, where we're going to look at and treat the structures of the alarm state, the brainstem, the pons, how it triages into other parts of the brain, how it has all these just super fast signals up and down the spine, and how that relates to fight or flight, and how we can help that calm, and then any dialoguing techniques that may need to go along with that. And that one I'm really excited about as well.
Me too.
That one's I'm going to roll that one out this year. So if people want to...
Make sure you let me know.
I will. Well, I'll definitely be posting on my website, and I'll be posting it on my Facebook site page. So, and then I have an email list that I use, an email blast company. So if people want to get on my email list, they can shoot that to me as well.
I had a huge release that happened a year ago, December, something really old that I didn't even know existed. And ever since then my nervous system has definitely not been working the way it's supposed to.
Mm.
And I know a lot of times it takes time for things to get back into place. So
right.
I've been patient with it, but this definitely interests me.
Well, it'd be great to have you in the class again.
Yeah, I love that. So I'm going to ask the question, although I'm hoping everyone listening knows the answer. What ailments can cranial sacral therapy help with?
Well, the global answer is just about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
To what degree, you really don't know until you get your hands on and try. The common ones that respond really well, headaches and migraines, neck aches, back aches, any neurological disorder can be helped. I don't want to say fairly easily, but certainly with consistency. And that's the thing about this work. When people call up, they say, you know, can you fix this? And so we have a discussion on, well, what is fixing about? And everyone's different, and we won't know until we get a few sessions, you know, on you. But, you know, the common neurological disorders are the ones that really respond well. Now, I treat a lot of autistic kids, a lot of kids on the sensory processing disorder spectrum. They respond really well to craniosacral therapy. They also will challenge you as a practitioner more than just about any other patient, just because, you know, their nervous systems are so overloaded that if you come in any way but neutral, you're going to set them off, and they may not respond. So they teach you a lot as a practitioner about where your neutral is, where your non-judgmental place is, so that you can help these kids and adults.
Yeah, I remember actually starting to take children just to increase my ability as a practitioner, because you need to be very centered, or their attention is gone if your attention is gone.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't treat them where they are emotionally, if you talk down to them, if you know you talk baby talk to them, they turn off. And so, you know, all humans, no matter what age and size, they want to be seen and they want to be heard, and they want to be seen and heard where they are, not where you want them to be. And to me, that's the biggest aha moment I had in my years treating the pediatric population, which I've been focusing on pretty heavily for 23 years, almost 24 of my 26, yeah. And, you know, kids, they don't pull any punches. You know, little ones and elderly, they don't care. They're going to say whatever they want to say. And it's refreshing. And, you know, if you react, you're going to lose them.
Yeah.
So
is there another group that really responds well to cranial sacral as well?
Brain-injured folks, people with spinal cord injuries, they tend to do well. That was one of Dr. John's focuses in the beginning with his intensive programs, was working with brain and spinal cord injuries. Sometimes those people plateau with traditional therapies, so the cranial work helps them move on. Another group that responds really well are people with PTSD. We've treated a lot of war vets over the years. I'm starting to treat some Iraqi vets now, coming back and being discharged. Now they have dealt with concussive head injuries as the signature injury out of that war because of all the explosive devices that they're exposed to. And cranial work is really good for helping to release the trauma of a sound wave rattling the brain. It sounds rather dramatic to say it that way, but that's what they're experiencing. And we did an intensive for a gentleman that came out of Iraq. He had two tours over there. He had been stabbed once, shot twice, and blown up countless times. And
oh my God.
Yeah, it was, his stories were just amazing, riveting. And within 3 days, the ringing in his ears stopped.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, and it remained stopped to this day.
Wow, so that's awesome.
If nothing else, that was a huge success.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Roy, we're coming close to the end here. I want to thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure, Tracy. It's really great to reconnect with you.
Yeah, it's been too long. I keep thinking about dragging my family down there for a week and just getting a whole week of work done. But
that would be a blast.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen. So to get a hold of Roy, you can go to his website at centerforscst.com. Anywhere else they can contact you, Roy?
Well, my email address is on the website. It's rather long and a little bit cumbersome. It's my last name, DeJarlaytherapeutics@gmail.com. But
okay.
centerforcst.com is much easier. And then my work number is 561-379-2775.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Tracy.
So next week I'll be offering free healing treatments for the organs. You can call me about that. And on my website, you can find a variety of workshops I offer, products and services. You can join my biweekly newsletter there. You can connect with me on Twitter or Facebook. I am on both. And at the beginning of every month, you will find my new angel card reading posted on YouTube. If you do subscribe, you will be instantly notified when the next one comes available. Thank you for joining me. Knowledge is healing, and that process of enlightenment continues daily for each of us. With awareness, our path will be revealed. Sending you love and light, and may your journey be full of grace and ease.
Thank you again for listening this week. Please be sure to join Tracy Makarenko for Healing Possibilities every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a balanced week, and we'll talk again on the next show.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.